Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
America's Funniest Home Videos has been on the air for more than 30 years thanks to two things. People who do bonehead stuff and viewers who love watching cats fall asleep and plunge from great heights or dogs making noises that sound like marriage proposals. But the real stars of the show are humans who steer bicycles into trees, land parachutes in swimming pools, bounce from rooftops onto trampolines, and snap ropes while attempting to swing across shallow creeks. Anyone who thinks that faith is a thing of the past has not watched this show. I remember a wedding clip of a rather husky lady climbing up on a table. She had faith. She was a firm believer that those spindly table legs would hold her as she toasted the bride and groom. To the delight of viewers everywhere, they didn't. In each episode, people place unwavering trust in bicycles, ATVs, tree branches, and little kids with wiffle ball bats. But faith is only as good as the object in which it's placed. Maybe you would say, my faith is in God. In fact, I am crammed so full of faith that doubt can't survive in me. I'm surprised God hasn't just taken me up to heaven. My favorite Bible verse is Genesis 5:24. Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more, for God took him. Woo! That's me, any day now. My friends are going to be so impressed. Or maybe you think, doubt, yeah, how did you know? My faith was once a living thing, vibrant, bulletproof. Joy characterized me, and then came bankruptcy. I watched cancer do its thing. My wife left. My brother died. Most often, doubt can be traced to this. How could there be a God when, fill in the blank? Sometimes it's silly stuff. A guy told me he'd been pulled over for driving with his dog on his lap. The officer was unsympathetic and issued a sizable ticket. He said, "What kind of God can let this happen? This is the last straw for me. I'm done with my faith." Well, God gets blamed for a lot. We treat him like a cosmic plumber who should show up when we bust stuff and fix it. But perhaps you have legitimate questions and reason for doubt. Maybe you can't see how God and science can be compatible. Have you noticed that doubt is now considered more noble than faith? We have honest doubts and blind faith. Faith can't be honest. Doubt can't be blind. Leslie Newbigin wrote, "One does not learn anything except by believing something. And conversely, if one doubts everything, one learns nothing." I'll repeat that. One does not learn anything except by believing something. And conversely, if one doubts everything, one learns nothing. We are obsessed with certainty, but there's far too much that science can't explain for us to put our complete trust in it. Last week, a young atheist asked my daughter-in-law, "Do Christians believe in science and medicine?" Well, yes. We're thankful for them both. You can't study the history of science or medicine without encountering a stunning array of brilliant and compassionate Christians. But keep in mind that science tells us what the world is like. Christianity tells us what it means. Dominic Doan says, "Science doesn't explain away God. It just shows us how creative and beautiful he is." Hebrews 11 says, "By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen." So have a little faith, not in table legs, but in an awesome God who loves you. Lay on your back late at night, look at the night sky, and get lost in wonder. But be careful if you're laying there on the trampoline. Make sure there's no one about to bounce from the rooftop.
What if a small commitment each month could make an eternal impact? By becoming a monthly partner of Laugh Again, you'll join the mission of encouraging the discouraged with a message of lasting hope. Monthly support provides stability to the ministry, lowers administration costs, and helps you make a difference for the kingdom each month. To sign up today or give a one-time gift, visit laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.